Exterior. Car. Day. A black unmarked police car backs out of a driveway. The car abruptly stops.
Muffled audio. Country. Techno mix grows louder. The car starts to shake back and forth. Interior car, continuous.
Dick. 32. Male, arrogant, short, average-looking, involuntary celibate type. And Jamie. 34. Male, goofy, tall, quick-talking, usually wrong. Bob their heads to a top 40 country song, now blaring.
Sitting in the back seat of the car, the ride-along journalist, Cassie, mid-30s female, honest, just-the-facts attitude, attractive, adjusts her headphones and rolls down the audio function on her camera. She smiles, displeased but a pro.
Establishing ext. Montage. Day. Aerial view of a creepy downtown morning. LAX is swimming in marine layer, or what everyone else calls fog. Donut shops turn their signs from closed to open. A kindergarten-age child crosses her arms and sits on a stoop, refusing to go to school while her mother, in a nurse's outfit, pleads. Cassie smiles as she captures the moment the mom concedes and lets the girl wear her fairy wings to school. A disheveled, unhappy man sifts through the trash when the unmarked car stops for a red light. Dick and Jamie openly glare at him with pitiless eyes.
Interior car. Day.
Cassie nervously attempts to break the ice with a question, but is immediately interrupted by a smug-looking Dick.
Here's an easy.
Hey, you live here, right?
Yeah.
What's the deal with these homeless dicks throwing the garbage out of the garbage cans?
We have a pretty serious income inequality and housing crisis here, as well as a strained mental health system that...
She stops and turns red, embarrassed. They don't have a clue what she's saying. They just want to make her uneasy. She took the bait.
How'd you two find each other? Ride or die like the movies or...
Jamie zaps his siren, making the man on the street sifting the garbage jump. The man squints nervously around, then flicks the unmarked car off. Dick puts a hand in the air, and Jamie slaps it without looking. Instinct. Douche. Instinct.
Seriously, though. They say never meet your heroes or whatever, but...
Ilonin, man, that was a trip.
Cassie's eyes wander down to oversized guns in their holsters. One has a sheriff star with a winky face engraved on the hilt. She sighs.
We actually didn't know each other.
I asked for paranormal investigation and...
Get this, he said you have to be Scully.
I said, why Scully?
They already found their Mulder...
Red light.
Dick whips back around, blares the police siren, and narrowly misses two cars crossing the street.
So we let him pass, and I think he took over the World Peace Building. Ironic.
I love being Mulder. All right, what's our mission?
Jamie grabs a loose manila folder from beneath his butt. He smells it in jest.
Smells like DC. Recurring sighting of a woman, 25-ish, half woman, half fish.
Attractive?
Just eyewitnesses, no footage. AKA Los Angeles Mermaid. Kind of broad, isn't it?
Let me see that. AKA means also known as AKA.
Jamie nods his head.
Yep, sure does.
That's not Los Angeles either, dumbass. It's lie as in the, anyway. Get to the murdering.
Jamie flips some pages.
Body count is over 50 male and female, all in the last 5 years. 10 a year.
Must be like an assassin's quota or something.
Jamie expands his hands from his head, making an exploding noise with his mouth.
Where?
All around the same area, no precise location, but the time and place is approximate.
Is that now? Let's boogie. How are you doing back there, journalist?
It's Cassie.
Dick looks at Jamie.
Sassy.
Interior car. Day. A vertical body camera image of Dick fills the screen.
Good looking man. Do me.
Another vertical slice replaces the previous, this time of Jamie from the POV of Dick's chest.
Now we wait.
Cassie's video camera sparks and then sizzles out.
What the?
Dick points his chest at Cassie.
Camera trouble? These work. We got this.
Dick pretends his body cam is a boob and squirts it at Cassie, whom is not amused.
That got you right in the face, Cass.
Exterior street. Day. A family of three with a stroller run, scared past the unmarked car, down the hill. Interior car. Day. Panting and a fish-like slopping noise is heard outside the car door. Cassie moves to open the door, but Dick stops her with a firm hand press on her leg.
I say when we go.
The top half of a very attractive blonde woman uses her arms to crawl down the street towards a convenience store. The bottom half of her leaves a slime trail and sparkling scales smeared on the asphalt.
Silence fills the inside of the car.
I thought she could, like, walk around, you know, like with legs.
It's not the Little Mermaid.
So it doesn't happen every time.
Dick and Cassie stare at Jamie's dumb face. They watch in horror as the mermaid slides her body through the open door of the shop. It slams shut. Screams come from the building.
Observe and report.
The police radio screams to life.
We have a Los Angeles mermaid sighting. Shouts coming from the building. Is there a car nearby to pick up the call?
Cassie motions with her hands to pick the call up.
This is FBI. We are outside the location. Do we have permission to enter the premises? Also, I think it's the mermaid, not Los Angeles mermaid.
Radio silence is split in two by an angry responder.
You have reasonable cause. What's your badge number, rookie?
Jamie carefully returns the radio receiver to the stand. A woman slams her body against the convenience store window. She screams and is suddenly vaporized in pink mist, caking the interior door.
Now we go.
Exterior street. Day. Jamie unbuttons his service revolver and grabs it loosely with his left hand. With his right, he covers his balls. Dick looks around at Jamie and nods.
Good idea.
Cassie stands a good meter behind them as they enter. She gazes through the shop window at something writhing on the floor. The mermaid. 25. Female hellspawn, sinister white pointed teeth. Quick to anger, has overwhelming faith in her aquatic friends. Naive. Darts her red eyes over at Cassie, which appears to glow for a second before baring her teeth. Cassie ducks beneath the window.
Thinking about getting a puppy. Don't antagonize it. On three. 1, 2.
Jamie and Dick enter the room and find 10 bodies mutilated and unrecognizable. Blood everywhere.
You're under arrest.
Dick and Jamie look around in disbelief as the fish monster tries to get away through the back door.
Guess this one should have got the legs.
Interior car. Night. Dick and Jamie are very excited to have finally gotten the mermaid into the car. She sits in the middle of the back seat while her tail thumps on the window. We pull back to see the window she's thumping on is on Cassie's side of the car. Cassie closes her eyes and jumps every time she hears the mermaid hiss and thump.
I got to tell you, we are very excited to be booking you this evening. My name is Jamie.
Jamie's charm offensive gives pervy vibes.
This is my partner, Dick.
Cassie winces at another thump of the tail on her interior window.
Don't worry, Cass. She is up to 10. That's it. She can't kill you. It's against the rules.
There aren't any rules. Moron.
Jamie and Dick disagree with her and shake their heads.
There's rules, right?
I have met my quota, but for you, I make exception.
Dick, driving, can't see who the mermaid was referring to.
Told you it was a quota thing?
Jamie nods his head in agreement.
And I suppose you're a contractor, or killer or something.
In hell, everyone is a contractor.
That figures. That makes sense now.
Who? Do you work? For
my father.
Cassie slowly comes to the realization that this may actually be Ariel or equivalent.
Triton.
The mermaid uncontrollably shakes at the mention of his name.
Curse you. No topsider must speak his name.
Cassie closes her eyes again. Interior police station night. The small but plush station is reminiscent of the single cage and desk setup from the Andy Griffith show. Two other police officers, D.E.T. Hoyt and D.E.T. Alonzo, stare wide-eyed with their backs pressed against the farthest wall. The mermaid retches and vomits green goo on the floor.
Water.
Cassie hands the mermaid water. She splashes it behind her ears. Three gill slits are seen moving.
How can I get you home? You will die in here.
My father wants to choose my husband. Banish me here.
Dick and Jamie are on their phones.
No way, my man. No fucking way. I'm all about protecting and serving, but sushi? Never been my thing. Get her the fuck out of here.
Where are we supposed to take her?
A buzzing sound comes over the intercom.
Sebastian, her lawyer, is here to see the client thing.
Diet, Alonzo, and Diet, Hoyt back out of the room and disappear.
I ain't seen nothing. And neither did you, understand?
Hi.
I will eat your still-beating heart if so much as look at me again.
Dick, scared, tugs on Jamie's shirt and nudges him.
Sidebar. Side.
Dick notices blood running out of Jamie's nose. He blinks and looks over at Dick.
What?
Get over here, Twinkle Toes.
Jamie, now scared beyond the capacity for rational thought, shuffles over to Dick.
What if we just do the same thing to her that we do with, you know, then... And we will be back over the border tonight. Easy peasy.
Jamie, now looking directly at the mermaid, smiles and winks.
I think she can hear you, buddy.
Where did you find these losers?
It's a long story.
They want to ditch me in the Mexican desert.
Cassie stops to think and then realizes her favorite aunt isn't too far away in San Diego. She smiles. A giant red crab claw grabs onto Cassie's shoulder. Sebastian, 40, Caribbean accented crab, crawls around inside a loose-fitting trench coat. Two bird-like appendages stick out from under the trench coat.
Scuttle!
Sebastian, I presume.
Pleasure to meet you. Are you okay? Did they hit you at all? Did you feel your quote? Maybe intime your father will look the other way.
Cassie bangs her head lightly against the jail bars.
Why the accent?
An affectation from growing up under the sea.
If I can reach my aunt, we might be able to give these two idiots the slip and get you to her pool at least.
Cassie puts one hand around the awkward trench coat. A beak protrudes and searches a nearby desk for food. Pecking, then shattering a glass M&M candy holder.
Can birds eat chocolate?
We're moving again.
Where are you taking her?
It's need to know.
Cassie looks at the mermaid and places a hand on her slippery fingers that are wrapped tightly against the rolled steel of the jail.
Shit, they aren't going to let us go with you.
You and the coat can't ride in the cruiser.
Exterior Mexican borderline, night. The unmarked car has a tail, with Scuttle and Sebastian following close behind. Interior Cassie's car, night. Cassie hangs up the phone as she swerves in and out of the traffic, leaving some distance between the unmarked car.
My aunt's already at the gate waiting. You know what to do.
The trench coat opens the door and rolls away into the night.
Ta-ta for now.
Thank you, Gil.
Exterior parking lot. Night. Dick and Jamie open the trunk of the car to reveal a nearly dead mermaid. Scales are flaking off. They clench their noses over the stench. The detectives put her in a large brown coat, similar to Sebastian's disguise, but this one has FBI written on the back. Scuttle is heard squawking in the distance. He then dive bombs at Dick and Jamie.
Big damn bird.
A cutting sound is heard off screen, then a metallic thump is covered over by loud, awkward bird song. Two loud taps are heard and the bird song subsides.
Let's get out of this place. Grab her feet.
Dick opens the trunk, and they both wrangle an awkward-shaped trench coat to make it look like a drunken body is between them. They begin to walk towards the lights in the distance. Exterior gate, night. Passport control looks out at the two men with a wet raincoat between them.
Hola, senior. One to leave. Thanks.
The passport control officer takes their passports and looks at them a little longer.
Maybe he doesn't speak.
Speak fluent English.
Passport control hands the passports back, which are taken by a crab claw. Jamie looks down to see a large crab-like shadow scurry away. Taps from his little feet hit the pavement and then a splash takes Sebastian into the shallow water.
You may go. Next.
We don't need to go, I think.
Huh? Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Dick walks across the border and Jamie tries to stop him.
Dick.
What?
I think the crab has our passports.
Interior car trunk. Night. A small mermaid-sized hole has been cut through the trunk. Exterior, Cassie's car. Night. Aunt Maple, 80, strong Maud vibes, wispy hair and a charming smile, holds on to her favorite niece's hand as they pull away from the parking lot.
Won't they come after us?
Not without.
Sebastian holds two passports in his claw hand.
Dese, now, do bath. They going to miss the girl.
Fade out.